Good day. I'm Jackie Judd, joined by Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News. And this is Health on the Hill, a conversation about activity on Capitol Hill regarding healthcare policy and legislation. Good day.
Hi, how you doing?
We actually are going to start down the street from Capitol Hill today and talk about what happened at the White House. A major announcement, a significant meeting at the White House. Fill us in.
Right. The president sat down with health insurers, drug makers, medical device manufacturers, hospital groups, and got them to agree that they would work to slow the projected spending growth of health care by about 1.5% a year over the next decade, because that would help trim healthcare costs by about $2 trillion over the next decade. And of course, not only is the administration and many people in Washington, they're very focused on expanding healthcare coverage, but they want to trim the growth in healthcare costs. That's a very critical part of the healthcare discussion, and that's what the meeting was about today.
And were there any specifics about how it would be trimmed?
That's a very interesting question. In the letter that the groups wrote to the president, they talked in very general terms. They talked about things like administrative simplification, better coordination of care, better management of chronic disease, greater use of health IT. And while those are all things that the administration agrees to and believes in, the administration has talked in more specific terms that these groups may or may not find favorable as they continue to negotiate. Things like bundling payments, things like reducing hospital readmissions and having financial penalties if people are readmitted too early after they're dismissed. Reducing Medicare Advantage payments is another one on the table, of course, and taking measures to increase the quality of care that hospitals provide and linking reimbursement to that. So while there's an agreement on some general areas, and of course it's very significant that these groups have met with the president and will continue to meet with the president, I think there is somewhat of a divide on how this will all play out.
Yes. In everything I've read before our interview, there seems to be these two tracks. One, people acknowledge this is very significant, but also some skepticism. To use the old cliche, the devil is in the details, and also the notion that this is voluntary.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
How do you enforce it?
That's right. How will you enforce it? Right now, they've got a pledge. So there seems to be no provisions. Doesn't mean this wouldn't change, but no provisions to make sure that, in fact, these cost reductions are made over the next decade. And that is where a lot of questioning, if you will, is going on right now.
But significant nonetheless, in your view, Mary Agnes, how does this change the dynamics of the debate on Capitol Hill?
I think it moves the ball forward. Max Baucus, who's head of the Finance Committee, has said he's on track, his committee is on track to mark up a bill before July 4th recess. Same thing for Senator Edwards Kennedy's committee, the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. The House Committees of Jurisdiction have also said they're on track. You've got major players here that know that they are a target, they are a focus of health care reform, saying they want to engage, they want to be a part of it. So I think for momentum, it simply is a plus.
You mentioned the Senate Finance Committee. They're having another roundtable later this week. Do you think that we will already see evidence of how today's meeting has changed the dialogue a bit at that event?
Well, I think it will be viewed in very favorable terms. But of course, when you sit down and discuss the issue at this roundtable, the financing of health care reform, it's extremely difficult because, as we all know, the Congressional Budget Office, which is the scorekeeper of Congress, has to have very tangible data on which to base a score. So they'll probably get into areas of things like changing the tax treatment of health insurance benefits. They may look at all sorts of other tax changes that could help finance health care reform, and those are extremely difficult areas.
Will there be more discussion this week about the ambiguous phrase, the public plan option?
I don't see how there couldn't be. It is a buzzword, a buzz phrase that has come out several times last week. The HHS Secretary, Kathleen Sebelius, appeared in front of the Ways and Means Committee trying to calm concerns among many of the panel's Republicans about the public plan option. In her view, it can compete in an even-handed, fair way with private plans that are offered alongside. But there is a lot of worry among conservatives that it will be very difficult for health plans to compete favorably with a government-administrated, government-run public plan option. So I think that discussion will only continue.
And one more question about this public plan option. Because the White House has been reluctant to give it more definition than it has. There are no lines in the sand yet, it seems. Did that help bring the major players who were at the White House today to the table?
I think that it did. It probably calmed some nerves, but you have to remember that the Obama administration has been very careful not to spell out details on anything. For example, we mentioned the HHS Secretary Sebelius. She was asked last week about, does the president want to change the tax treatment of health insurance benefits? She reaffirmed what he said during the campaign. No, he does not. He's worried about it undermining the employer-based system. But she also added, the president understands this is being discussed on Capitol Hill. So he's in a perfect position to say what is a priority, what he wants done, but he said all along the details are up to Congress.
Okay. Getting more interesting by the day.
It is.
Thank you so much. Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News.
Thank you.